Hello and hi, welcome back to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and we have a really quick show for you today because the movie we're talking about opens on Friday. Color Out of Space is an indie sci-fi horror from RLJE Films. It'll be in theaters Friday, January 24th. Check it out if you can. Yes, it is a Lovecraftian adaptation. Yes, it's won some awards at a few film festivals, including the H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival. It stars Nicolas Cage, Jolie Richardson, Madeline Arthur, and our guest Brendan Meyer. And we have that interview coming up right now. Hi, welcome back to more Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and my guest today is Brendan Meyer, who is playing young Ben Gardner in the new indie horror sci-fi Lovecraftian tale Color Out of Space, which is truly a trippy movie. You will get the same effect whether or not you have ingested something psychedelic or not. Welcome, Brendan.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I have to ask you, are you a fan of sci-fi and horror? Because you keep popping up in genre favorites.
Yeah, no, I definitely am. I mean, I love a lot of sci-fi and horror films. I mean, I'm a huge movie fan in general, so I try to consume as much as I can of everything. And yeah, I've been lucky enough as far as my acting career to do a lot of cool genre stuff that kind of dips into horror and sci-fi. And so, yeah, I love it.
Now, did you have fun with Color Out of Space? Because I'm going to ask you a few questions, because your character violated some serious horror movie 101 rules.
I did. I had a lot of fun working on it. It was great. I mean, it was really a dream from top to bottom. You know, had a great time working with Richard, the director. He was so great. The whole cast. Every single one of them, I thought, brought something really great to the table, and I love being around them. And yeah, and we actually shot in Portugal, so it was an amazing shooting experience too, to get to go over to Europe for a month and a half or whatever it wanted to be.
Oh, that was kind of cool. So what was it?
It was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. What was it that attracted you to the character of Ben Gardner?
Well, I think, you know, I was really attracted to, just kind of, he was very, you know, he had a great kind of humor to him on the page, and which I liked a lot of, you know, just some of the things he said were really, really funny. And I was drawn to just the whole dynamic of the family. I think that's what drew me to the movie. Is Richard did a really great job of setting up a really compelling family dynamic at the beginning before the sort of horror hits. And I really enjoyed the way Benny kind of fit into that, and that they were in a new house and they just moved, and there was kind of tension between his sister and his parents, and maybe a little bit between his parents, and they were kind of in a new setting. So anytime you get to play a character that's kind of in a new, going through a sort of a transitional period, that was really fun. So I was really drawn to getting to be in that world. And then, of course, getting to be a part of the craziness that comes after, which was pretty fun.
That craziness was very colorful and creative. And I felt so sorry for Ben, because first of all, a horror movie trope number one: don't walk by yourself in the woods.
Right. You know, he did. I guess he did survive.
He did
survive walking by himself.
He did. He saved himself on that one. He got out alive. But I think rule number four or rule number five is let the pets go.
Yes. No, I know. But you know, I mean, if you remember the very first scene he's in, he's with the dog, and you know, there's a real connection there. So he wanted to save him.
But seriously, crawling down into
people,
a well.
People love their pets.
People do love their
people
pets,
love their
but
pets.
I think
that's why it's so dangerous. That's why it's so. That's why it gets so many people.
Dogs rarely survive. horror movies.
I
only know of one cat that survived. That was Jonesy from Alien. It just, the dogs just don't end well. Look at The Thing. I mean, seriously.
Oh well, yeah, exactly.
So
the dog was the danger there.
He was. So what appeals to you most about being in a sci-fi or a horror movie? Just, you know, beyond just being a fan.
I think, you know, what's great about acting in general is just getting to, you know, kind of have to put yourself in situations you wouldn't normally be in, and imagine what those would be like. And when you work in, you know, sci-fi or horror, especially when it goes to sort of the supernatural or the bizarre, you get to put yourself in the ultimate heightened version of that, right? Where you're interacting with things that, you know, we don't even have proof exists or believe exists. And so that's really, really fun in those kinds of things. You're really in a heightened environment, which reacting off a monster or a mutated people or whatever it is, it's really, 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 really exciting to get to do that.
What's more satisfying for you, having a character that triumphs over a creature in a monster movie or something, you know, overcoming something from outer space that nobody can handle?
I mean, I think that something from outer space, I mean, I think that's what's so wild about the creature monster in this, is that it's not really a literal movie monster. It's something a little more harder to grasp. It's more unseen. Even though it manifests as a color, it feels sort of unseen, and you don't quite know what it's in or where it is lurking. And I think that's in a way more terrifying in some ways.
So what kind of films do you look for? I mean, do you actually hope, you know, have your people bring you science fiction and horror movies, or do you want to branch out into other things?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, it's like, I don't, it's more about the quality of the work and the quality of the people. I mean, I love, like I said, I love working in all genres, so I would never say that I'm looking for a specific genre. I'm just looking for stuff that's really exciting and that I think, you know, has great people behind it, people that I would be proud to work with and excited to collaborate with. And so, so the fact that I feel very proud of the stuff I've got to do that is more in that sci-fi space. And so what drew me to those projects was more just the people involved and responding to the specific material, more so than being drawn to a specific genre, because I really do have, I have a lot of love for all sort of genres of cinema, and it's fun to kind of get to dip my toe into all of them when I'm lucky enough.
So for you, it's more about the character and how that character interacts with the other people in the film than it is about the plot or the action.
Sure. Or more also just the quality of the plot. You know, is it a sci-fi horror idea that I really like and that I think will be unique and exciting versus, you know, is it a drama that I really liked? You know, I'd rather be in as great a version of that genre as possible, whatever it may be. Something that I really responded to on the page.
Do you have a favorite sci-fi or horror author that you like to read?
High sci-fi or horror author. I'm trying to think of something. I mean, I think back, when I think about it, I really do think back to some of the early stuff I read, like that sort of I mean, it's so cliche to go there, but I mean, I loved reading a lot of the classic sort of H.G. Wells stuff when I was younger. I really enjoyed that stuff.
You can't go wrong
when
with
I was
the classics.
First getting into classic books.
Yeah.
No, of course. I mean, that's when I think sci-fi. That when I think of some of the stuff I read, I think so. But I'm sure there's something else, but I'm blanking on it now.
Well, we can look forward to having more of your adventures or misadventures on screen. What are you working on now or next?
So I've got the next movie that I did that should be coming out. I don't have a release date on it yet. I was still working on it in post, but it's called Unfollowed. It's with Baz Luhrmann, the company that did Unfriended and Searching. And so I've got that coming out at some point, maybe this year, probably, but I don't know exactly when. But that'll probably be the next thing. And then I'm just out there working on different little things, auditioning for stuff too. So we'll see what's coming down the pipeline for this year. I don't know yet.
Searching.
Exactly what I'm going to be filled with doing in 2020.
Yeah. Searching was really cool. So I wish you luck with that one.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. So we're done shooting that one. So hopefully that'll be out soon. And then, just looking to see what I'm going to be filming this year, getting back to it here in the new year.
Cool.
So, that's where I'm at.
Well, the movie is Color Out of Space. It's a Lovecraftian sort of mind trippy Not everything goes well for everybody involved, and it will be in theaters on January 24th, starring Nicolas Cage, Jolie Richardson, and our guest, Brendan Meyer. Brendan, thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, thank you.
And we'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi right after this.
The lonely alien pet bravely waits for the family that may never return. An astronaut with seconds to live discovers just how good victory can taste. A mega pilot and an aristocrat strike up an unlikely friendship. Take a ride with Escape Pod, the Hugo-nominated weekly science fiction podcast, at escapepod.org. Every week we'll launch you into an alternate reality, so buckle up, it's story time.
Color Out of Space really is a trippy, fun movie. If you have a chance to see it, go check it out. I am trying to puzzle out what that would look like on the big screen because I just saw it on a regular old desktop. Those trippy sequences on a full theater screen might break a few people. I don't know. If you do check it out on the big screen, let me know. But if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call. The number is 602-635-6976 or shoot me an email, summer@sliceofscifi.com. You can listen to Slice of Sci-Fi over at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Player FM. And if you are listening on any of those platforms that allow you to do reviews, which I believe are just Stitcher and Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. Help spread the word about this podcast. Maybe let other folks know that you are enjoying it and they should check it out for themselves. You can follow us on Twitter at Slice of Sci-Fi. We're also on YouTube and Facebook, Slice of Sci-Fi over there, and of course, there's the website, sliceofscifi.com. I'd like to thank everyone who is helping support our efforts here and at the other podcasts in the Slice of Sci-Fi universe. Your support helps keep these shows running, so my heartfelt thanks goes out to you. If you'd like to add your support, the place to go is patreon.com/sliceofscifi. You can use the PayPal link, paypal.me/sci-fi summer, once or twice a year, every now and then, whatever moves you. Either way, my heartfelt thanks goes out to you. Just to give you a little bit of an update, we have more Project Blue Book related interviews, continuing along with the aliens theme that January seems to have produced, not intentionally, maybe, I don't know. But tune in for another Project Blue Book interview. I think you'll like it. I had a lot of fun with this one as well. So that'll do it for this Slice of Sci-Fi Extra episode. Thank you for listening. We will be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi Saturday. Take care.